following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. Thank you. Please, please hold the applause until the show comes to a complete stop. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk107.1 and live streaming all over the planet on our app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It's a Monday, April 29th, 2024. Coming up in just a matter of seconds, Alexis is going to tell you how she was smack dab in the middle of a fun pop culture extravaganza yesterday. And then Holly can't compute something. Just can't compute. She cannot compute. What is it? You'll find out.
It's not me that can't compute.
Oh,
it's someone else? Very big company that can't compute.
Okay. What company? Holly will explain. I will explain why I spent most of yesterday snuggled up with a puppy watching Baby Reindeer from tip to tail, the number one show on Netflix. I will tell you if it's worthy of being number one. And we'll play a game, and Vanessa Williams has a new song. We'll do a taste test. But first...
it's called Legs.
Legs. Okay, where were you yesterday, Miss Thing?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Phaedra Parks was here for a flip phone drag brunch. And, what ended up happening ended up working out perfectly. But we were just going to... We, meaning my brother, he was here over the weekend, and we were just going to meet and greet... And yeah. I was hoping to have her record some drops for our show and my brother with Queerity do a whole thing with her there. But Phaedra was an hour and a half late.
What?
Yes. Oof. Now, she did apologize and she was very gracious. There were some different circumstances that caused her to be late, which made us have to switch plans. So I had to go and do some family things. But anyway, my brother got to stay and saw the whole show, which wasn't part of the plan, but it turned out to be awesome because Flip Phone knows how to put on some fabulous drag shows. And they brother, who's from L.A., he says they're top notch. And he goes to a bunch of them for his job and just for fun. And wow, it was just so fun. They surprised. So Phaedra Parks, if you're a Real Housewives of Atlanta fan, or if you watched The Traitors, of course. She was one of the traitors.
Oh, I love the show.
Oh, gosh. So good. Big star. I mean, she's the star of the show, right? We said that from the beginning. Yeah. So fun. And so the drag queens and king who performed did all numbers inspired by her, whether it's Real Housewives. We had a Kim Zolciak up there, or if it was the traitors.
Close your legs to married men.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Tenderoni, who's a big drag queen in Chicago, king, I should say, drag king, came out as CT and Alan Cummings.
From the traitors. Oh.
From the traitors.
Oh.
There was also, so Sasha Cassidine hosted it, and then Luna Muse came out as Pavarotti.
I love Luna Muse.
Oh my gosh. So local artists here. And so there was, she came out as a few, and Kim Zolciak, which was super fun. And then Mercedes Amon Diamond, who was on RuPaul's Drag Race. Also, so that was really just a blast. Phaedra came in a full cheetah outfit.
Oh my God.
Bodysuit with the jacket. Now, we were trying to figure out the family thing. So we were outside and, I was feeling warm in there too because, woo, baby.
Yeah.
And we were sitting outside and she arrived, came up in a black Escalade and walked. And we were the only ones out there. And we said, hey, Phaedra. And she said, hi, gorgeous. Now, my brother assumed it was about him, but I thought maybe she was talking to me.
Maybe she was talking to both.
Of course.
Yes. I just thought it was so funny.
And you had to leave right after that, though?
So, yeah, I had. But it was all good. I was so happy that he got to experience it and then, meet some new friends and stuff, too. And just had a great time. But, so she was in that. And then the big, big surprise, especially if you're the Traitors fan, Burgalicious showed up, had the cape on and everything, and dropped the cape and started dancing. She started crying.
Oh, she did?
She did. Oh. And she's just so funny and lovable up there. She's just really inspiring, doing her thing, having fun.
Oh, because they were, again, if you're not versed in the vernacular of the traitors, Phaedra and Bergy, who's from Love Island, that was his reality show of origin.
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra and Bergalicious loved each other. She loved Bergy.
My Bergy.
My Bergy, yeah. So.
Oh, it's just so fun. It was at Quincy Hall in Northeast. It's a great venue. And, oh, man, it was just so fun. And if you want to see little pieces of it, I did post a video that my brother made. Lexi and the Cities, if you want to check it out. Little snippets of all of the performances and little Phaedra, of course, and the Bergalicious surprise.
Oh, so he did. He said overall it was a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Fabulous.
It's a great venue.
It is. And there's room to move around. And usually what they do with these flip phone events is there's a couple of them. So they, you know, able to spend the whole day there. And I mean, I guess you could get tickets to both of them if you'd like. But yeah, it was just it's just so fun to see art like that. Just like front and center and just everyone having a good time. See those dollar bills flying around.
I wonder why she was late.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder why she was late. That's a very late.
It is. It was very late. It was kind of like, oh no, because the meet and greet was supposed to be before.
Oh.
But then they ended up flipping it and putting it at the end. I know she forgot her phone at the hotel.
Oh.
So that was one thing. And there was something going on with the driver. So, you know, it's like a combination of a bunch of things.
Yeah.
But even beforehand, I was talking like, wait, when's a good time to come for meet and greet and everything? And they said, oh, it starts at 10, but, you know, Phaedra time 10:30. So it was already kind of like, well, maybe, you know, fashionably late.
So she follows her own space-time continuum is what you're saying.
Pretty much. Yeah. But this was like, whoa, okay. Ooh. People kept going, is she here yet? Is she here yet? And I'm like, no, not yet.
Ooh. That poor venue, too, because then everyone's like, all the staff has to keep everyone happy. And
yep, but I bet, you know, people were feeling pretty sauced at the end of it. You know,
I mean, there is that.
Came back and was like, wow, okay. I mean, they had a full bar going, you know, endless mimosas, things like that. So,
yeah, Chad does a good job. Good. Our friend Chad from Flip Phone. They put on great events. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Flip Phone. And if you can, go to one of these drag brunches. They're so much fun and top notch. Really, truly.
We're going to take a break when we come back. Holly's going to tell you about someone that can't compute something. I know that seems ridiculous, but you'll see. And then I'll give you the scoop on baby reindeer.
Oh, a visit to Plunkett's HQ says it all. They value their team. In their community room, there's pictures, rows and rows and rows of walls filled with their team members because they help build career professionals with integrity. They know that's the best way to build a reputable service company is to treat your employees right and give them a real career. That's why they have people who have been there 20 to 25, even 35 and more years. Solid people working with integrity who then turn around and, of course, do right by their clients. And by doing right, they keep pests in their place. There's a long training and hiring process that they take very seriously. They're ready to go. They know the movements of all of the different critters that might be trying to get into your home. Of course, they can handle it all. And they do a wonderful job, single basis or annual plan if you need it, like me. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control today at Plunkett's.net.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's the number one show on Netflix, Baby Reindeer, based on a true story. I'll give you the scoopage. I watched the whole thing yesterday. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Yeah. But before we get to that, Holly, what's not computing, Holly?
Computers aren't computing. You know, when you're entering your age
Yeah.
into you know, whatever you have to do, you're buying something, maybe even you're booking an airline ticket, and you have to put the year into the computer. Well, I'm telling you that American Airlines only goes to 100 because there is a 101-year-old woman named Patricia. When she is flying, American Airlines keeps mistaking her for a baby because she was born in 1922, not 2022, and their computers can't handle it.
Oh.
She's like, every time I fly, they think I'm a baby.
We should have always been on a four-digit date. Yeah. Year.
Yeah.
Always.
And they can't. She is so old.
Ooh.
How old is she?
101 years old. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And she's
always
like...
here all week, folks.
But I'm bummed.
Hey! And everyone, every time she flies, they think that Patricia is little wee... toddler Patricia.
Oh.
And that the parents are like throwing it back, you know, with the old school name. But no, it's actually a 101-year-old woman.
Oh, come on, American Airlines.
Yeah.
But it's weird, too, if she's flying by herself. They're like, who's going to put a newborn on or a baby by themselves?
She has to fly with her daughter now because she said at 97 she was flying solo. But then, you know, she needs a little assistance. So the daughter is booking the flight and they think that the daughter is bringing a baby Patricia.
Oh my God. And this is American Airlines?
This is American Airlines.
Oh, something not so special in the air. Come on, fix this.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Come on. American Airlines, call David in IT. You know, hey, David, give him a ring. David, can you fix this for Patricia?
Oh, but it's one of those things when you have to scroll through and you realize the year that you were born
is not available
or even, you know, our dates are available, but you have to scroll beyond the default setting at this point to get to your birth date.
Well, and as people live longer, this is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
So get with the program, American Airlines. Let Patricia on that plane. She ain't a baby.
Yeah. She eventually does get on, you know, it's not like they're like saying that she's a safety hazard or security risk or anything like that. But she's just, you thought that you were old when you had to move the dial for your age of year. How about not existing at all?
Yeah. How about that? How about that? Oh, gosh.
You just picked the oldest year. Not the very last.
That's how old I am.
That'll do, babe. I mean, round down.
But then you'll get there and they'll be like, oh, your date doesn't match your ID.
Price upon request.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's true.
I can imagine that sets up a whole other set of issues.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did a taste test over the weekend.
What
here we go.
Is this, a taste test?
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Give me a test. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
This is based on a true story. It's called Baby Reindeer. It's number one. If you look on your carousel on Netflix, it's the biggest thing on there right now. It kept being recommended to me and it's like, okay. And then executive producer Jeff said, you got to watch this. So yesterday, because it was just crappy out, Colin and I never got out of our Holly Roberts Memorial soft pants.
That's right.
The puppy, Biggie, we never left our couch and we barreled through all 7 episodes of Baby Reindeer. This is the story of a bartender in England who, there's a woman, it seems a little off, you know, she just seems a little, sad, a little off. She comes to the bar and, he shows a random act of kindness to her. He basically offers to pay for her beverage, give her it on the house. And it sparks a relationship that basically comes to the edge of destroying both of them.
Wow. Wow. Really?
She becomes she becomes a stalker. But then it's way more complicated than that. That little through line, that little sail line, that it's way deeper than that. Here's a little bit of the trailer. This is a baby reindeer. He's a struggling comedian, by the way. He's trying to break into comedy.
I really don't know where it's going to end. I think one of us is going to have to die now.
You say this woman's stalking you?
Yeah, like 6 months, maybe.
Why'd it take you so long to report it?
I think she needs help. She comes to my work, my house. She sends me emails, like, all the time.
Are any threatening towards you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's particularly threatening.
There's a reason you're keeping her around, and maybe it's what she gives you.
Really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together?
So you're a comedian?
Sort of.
It's not going well.
So is that a question?
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
Baby reindeer. Her name is Martha.
Whoa, okay.
And there is some dark comedic elements through it. It's not really, it is a drama, but there's a dark comedy in it. And I will tell you, there's two, not warnings, there are two heads up that I want to give you. Number one, because they were given to me and they were valid. Number one, episode 4 is very intense. Very intense. So much so that Netflix puts a warning on the beginning of episode 4.
Wow.
And then episode 7 is the last one, is very, very deep. And I hate the word triggering. I despise that word because it's so overused. But it is, it got me. That's what I'll say. It really, it got to me. And just know that going in, it is really, really good. Captivating. It's hard to say that I loved it because it's not, you know, you know what I mean? Like, you can love a comedy. Something like this is so kind of disturbing at times. You feel bad kind of going, I loved it, but I did. Because of how deep it was and how it, you know, it seems like just a surface level stalker story that we've seen a million times in a million different ways. But this is so much more than that. And actually, I played that particular part of the trailer for a good reason. There is something that Martha says in that portion I just played that is a clue to the depth that this show goes into. And it's unexpected and it pops in the second half. It's really worth your time. And the best part about it is you don't feel overwhelmed by the commitment. It's 7 episodes and the episodes are about 28 minutes to about 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No. So you don't feel like, oh God, it's another 62 minutes or 70 minutes. Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's definitely bingeable.
It's very, very bingeable. And the story dictates that.
Yeah. I've heard that it's a lot darker and more disturbing than expected. Like you hear baby reindeer and you're like, oh, fresh and cute, you know, but it's not.
No.
I think you're right to give a little bit of some warnings, trigger warnings, things to be aware of because it sounds like there's some mental health issues there, mm-hmm. some abuse.
Yes.
Trauma, things like that.
A lot of trauma.
Okay.
A lot of trauma.
It's not easy to watch. But captivating.
Very much so. Captivating is the term I would use. I just wanted to get to the next one. And the lead actor is so, well, they're all good. The whole cast is great. That lead actor is so good. Holy crap, is he good. There's a monologue, and you'll know it the minute you see it. I won't tell you what episode, but there's a monologue that he does that I hope the Emmy voters remember him. Holly, have you watched this?
I've been watching it with one eye because my husband has been watching it.
Oh, okay.
And it's usually kind of right around my bedtime. And so, but yes, lots of twists and turns. So he's been giving me the report of the report. He really likes it. And I will say, I'm like, oh, interesting. I thought that baby reindeer was about one thing, but turns out it's about a lot of different things and goes in directions. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Hmm. Here we are.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there'll be more or
no?
It ended. Okay. Story's complete. Got it.
Oh, yep.
Okay. Yep. I love that.
Beginning, middle, and there is an end. And I was satisfied with the ending. I was like, yep. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep. So Baby Reindeer on Netflix. We're going to take a break. We will return with a game after.
Oh, smiling. Yes, that's how I feel when I look at my rebath bathroom. And in fact, my brother, who hadn't seen the remake or the redo of the bathroom, said, wow, that's a nice bathroom you've got there. It's luxe. I said, I know, isn't it? It's very nice. And I'm very grateful to Rebath, Brandon and Julie, who were our designers. And then Josh and Joe, who came in, took care of business in 5 days. And we had a lot of issues. It was a complete regut. Now, of course, they can change, you know, your tub to a shower, the accessibility features. They can do, you know, like change the position of the toilet. A lot of that stuff they can do in a day or two. But we definitely needed all 5 days because, yeah, we changed the position of the toilet. We had venting issues, whole bunch of different things going on. But we love our bathroom, and I think you'll love working with Rebath, too. You sign up at rebath.com to have a designer come to you. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. If you want to see the choices we made, stop into their showroom. It's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue, rebath.com.
You have 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game, 5 Second Showdown.
Not new, not new.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Not new, and it's just enough time to have fun. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Woohoo!
Jason and Alexis in the morning, time for 5 Second Showdown. Hope you're having a really good day, even though the weather's real crappy. Oh, well.
It's a great day for indoor activities.
It does. You know, it is, looking at the positive, it doesn't demand anything of you.
Yeah.
Because that's the only negative thing about sunny days. You feel the guilt of taking advantage of the sun, you know?
Yes.
Oh, I got to go outside. Because it's nice outside. We got to take advantage of it. This weather, you can be a lazy little, you know what I mean?
It's good sleeping weather. Yep. Make some comfort food.
Stay dry.
Right? Yeah, stay dry.
Yeah, it's good knitting weather. Get those whips out and whip it into shape.
The hell is a whip?
It's a work in progress.
Oh, that's what that is? That's vernacular? That's your knitting vernacular?
At least my fiber friends. Yeah, that's what we call them. They're whips.
Oh.
Yep.
Holly, did you know that? That's a whip.
I did not know. W-I-P then.
That's right.
Whip. Mm-hmm. Whip it in the shape.
Some people are saying half objects as well, like half done. But I'm like, sometimes you can't really gauge that. So everything's just a whip in my world. I guess if you make one sock, it's half done. But you know what I mean?
But it's also a whip.
But it's also a whip, right.
Yeah. Do you have some whips in process right now?
Too many whips.
Oh, okay.
Because new projects come and they're just like shiny new objects and new yarn. So but I am on a quest to get those done. So
to finish your happening whips.
Yeah, because sometimes you get that second sockitis. Sockitis?
Second sockitis.
Sockitis, yeah. You make one and it's like, man, all right, well. That's why a lot of knitters make two at once. They get a long needle. Circular needle, and then we'll just make them both at the same time.
Two
right.
Whips.
Oh, hey.
Whip it up, baby.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. That was a good day to knit, everybody.
That's right.
Bottom line, or craft.
Again, I do think the phone listens to us. I think it knows that it's Monday and we need to glide into this game gently because this is pretty easy.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. Alexis, name 3 occupations.
Okay. Oh, well, a radio host, a CEO, and driver.
Okay. It was 7 second rule, but that's fine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like some of the easy ones. You're like, wait.
Oh, now this is real easy. So, Holly, here we go.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
No pressure. Holly, name 3 round objects.
A ball, a circle, a tire.
Yeah.
Okay. okay.
Oh, well, I'm thinking that
these
are
not so easy sometimes.
It's not so easy.
These are not easy because they are so broad.
Yes, that literally anything
can apply. These are the more challenging ones. I give me three ointment brands. Great, I could totally do that. What, Gold Bomb, Vaseline, Destin,
Bengay.
Okay, great.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. My bad.
All right, this might be a little bit more, this might be in that category, Jason.
Okay.
Name three local singers.
Cat Perkins, The Steels, and Prince.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking G.B. Layton. I was thinking G.B. Layton.
Oh, yeah, that was our guy, yes.
Yeah,
G.B. Layton. For one of our Project Down and Dirties, rock bands.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Alexis, name three female names that start with A.
Alexis, Alexa, Al, Alexandra.
What's your daughter's name? Al, Alexander. Hi, Al. Alexander.
Yeah. You could start a trend.
Hey.
Yeah. Holly, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
I think the computer knows we're getting harder here.
Thank you.
Name three poets.
Dr. Seuss, Shel Silverstein, and Rumi?
Ruby?
Rumi.
Oh.
Yes.
R-U-M-I.
Yep.
Oh, I was like, Ruby?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a Ruby somewhere.
I'm sure there's a Ruby that writes a poet or a dirty limerick at the very least.
At the very least.
Feel like Ruby would like those.
Yeah.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Ruby! Tell us more.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jason.
Yes.
Name three famous Kevins.
Kevin Bacon, Kevin Berger, Kevin Costner, Kevin Williams. Thin. He's married to Alexander. Yeah. Okay, we'll do one more round. Oh, it got naughty.
Uh-oh.
It's getting naughty.
All right.
You ready, Lex?
Yeah.
You have to be very naughty with this one.
Okay.
Lex, name three household items that can be used during sexy time.
A pan, a cucumber.
Wait, okay.
What is this, like Acme brand sex toys? What, that you had a frying pan?
What do you need a frying pan? What the hell are you and Angel doing?
I was thinking of a little naughty tap, you know, like little...
A paddle.
With a frying pan?
Like a paddle? Jason, I'm thinking of the question. I'm thinking of my household objects.
Oh, Lex.
Oh.
Oh, a frying pan. Oh, that's... That is fantastic.
Just imagining the cast iron skillet and the wrist strength that would be involved. With...
To do a little tap with,
it's a big workout at the same time.
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes you got a BOGO.
Yeah, well.
Right?
Okay. Right? What would it be, saran wrap?
What are we talking about? Saran wrap and blankets and I think maybe some foil?
I think you were on to something with the cucumber.
Cucumber, banana.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Oh, I see.
Vaseline.
Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah.
No, not Vaseline. That would be an accompaniment. But yeah, sex toy. Yeah. Okay. But frying pan.
Like a pillow or something.
Thank you. She could have even said pillow and it would have been applicable, but and that was your lead. You didn't even start with cucumber. You started with frying pan.
Yeah, that's like Acme brand sex toys.
Yeah.
It's a frying pan, an anvil, and a small umbrella.
Do I love you or just want to injure you a little?
Yeah. You can scramble eggs and your lover.
Oh, I like that. That's a good tagline.
Thank you. Yeah, there we go. Available in Meghan Markle's new online store.
American Riviera Orchard.
Ooh, that's right.
Snowbird.
Oh, my goodness. That was great. Okay. When we come back, Lex has a music taste test for us, plus Deadpool and Wolverine with Holly. So Red Cow and Red Rabbit are closed on Mondays. You know that by now. Hey, everybody, it's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. So I always like to take this opportunity to talk to administrative assistants out there. Hey, y'all. Or party planners. If you are planning a meeting, a party, a get-together, you need a caterer. Did you know that Red Cow caters? That's right. And they have an option that is perfect for whatever size of party you're looking for and whatever your needs are. Go to redcowmn.com. Just click on catering right off the top. And they make it super, super simple. Maybe you have a grad party. They also have it divided into grad, social, and office catering. I love that they do that because, well, there's different types of catering. So click on that and get going. You can get the chips and dip, salad, veggie options, the charcuterie board that I love, and more. Again, redcowmn.com. Click on catering and run to Red for your next event. A fun little pop culture note as you're sitting at your desk today. About 4 minutes ago, Disney just dropped the first trailer for Mufasa, The Lion King, directed by Academy Award-winning director Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight. This is a prequel telling the story of Mufasa when he was younger. I just watched it in the break.
Are you getting jazzed for it?
I am. It looks really good. I wasn't a big fan of the live-action Lion King. This is similar, but this looks, they corrected the mistakes of that one. It looks actually pretty good. And yeah, so check it out. Disney just released it. You can find it on YouTube. Looks really good. Again, Barry Jenkins doing it. That means something to me. The fact that, you know, he wanted to do this because I'm a big fan. So welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Oh, we have a taste test. Today, Alexis.
What do we do.
What do we have?
We love Vanessa Williams, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's been 15 years since she first debuted music. And it's just fun to see her making some more music. Actually, it's been 30 years since her first music debut. But this is the first in 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So even longer. But of course, she's just ageless, really.
Yeah, right, truly.
She's 61 years old, and she released a new pop dance track called Legs Keep Dancing, really poking fun at those who make fun of older women. So if we're laughing and leaking, you know what? Our legs are still moving. We still got this. And, wow, I dare you not to dance to this.
Really?
Yes, and we can start it right from the beginning.
Here, I'll start a little bit at the hook.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. About 20, 30 seconds in.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, this is good. Oh, Vanessa. Yes.
Love her so much.
Yeah, she looks really good, too.
Yeah, there's a whole music video she released as well for that.
What a great message, too.
Yes.
I wonder if she wrote this.
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But it's a good message.
Well, I want to learn the choreography. I feel like I could keep up with that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the press release says the title was inspired by her late co-star, Diane Carroll, whose memoir was called The Legs Are the Last to Go.
Oh. Okay. Now I really like that.
Okay.
I didn't know that that was the name of Diane Carroll's. Well, and then Diane and Vanessa both have great legs, if I say so. It's the first shot in Vanessa. I'm looking at the video right now. It's the first shot.
Mm-hmm.
God, she looks
walking
good.
Walking in shorts. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Again, that's 60 now. That's 60 now.
She's so lovable. Everyone, you know, my brother was a PA on Ugly Betty in New York. And, you know, it's just how you treat everybody. And she just was so sweet and kind to him. She has Great Danes, and they would walk the Great Danes together, and just
you're gonna save the
beautiful person.
The best for land.
Oh,
yeah,
and Dreamin'. My senior prom, the soundtrack of my senior prom is Vanessa Williams. Oh. We had it on a boat. We had it on a boat on Lake Michigan, and I took my friend Chris Fisk. And whenever I think of that prom, I think of Dreamin'.
Oh, yeah. We got to play. Oh, there you go. Oh,
here we go. Oh, that's right.
Ooh, so early 90s.
So early 90s.
Sensual.
Well, I wasn't dancing sensually with Chris. I was wishing I could sensually dance with Ryan McKinnon, but that's, you know, my senior prom, but yeah, that didn't happen.
Who was sensually dancing at their proms anyway?
Ryan McKinnon.
There were a few of them.
And then, yeah, save the best for last.
Oh, my gosh.
Save the best for last.
That was on the Priscilla Queen of the Desert soundtrack.
Right.
Yeah.
Pocahontas, The Colors of the Wind.
Oh, Colors of the Wind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom was a music teacher at the time, and she would play this on the keyboard, and we'd sing along with her.
Oh, really?
That's another reason why I just adore her.
Oh.
Just good memories.
Yeah, and then I forgot about Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's right. When every Disney song got the adult contemporary version.
Yep.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. They had to. It started with Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh.
No, Little Mermaid, I believe.
Yeah. Well, and also a non-Disney, non-Disney movie, An American Tale with Linda Ronstadt somewhere out there.
With Five
Of Us.
Oh my gosh. It's hard to find that movie. I wanted to introduce that to my kid, but I'm having a hard time.
Really?
Anybody knows, let me know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's changed since, but.
Now, this isn't the Vanessa version, but that's the actual from the movie. But yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Vanessa, we love you. It's called Legs, Lex.
It's called Legs. Yep.
Legs.
Legs.
So go listen to that. Mm-hmm. Go watch Mufasa. The Lion King, the teaser trailer.
Watch that. Yeah, it's that good, huh, Jace?
Yeah, Lex, I'll put it in. I'll put it in the rundown.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, there
I'll
we go.
I'll link it on our show page too at mytalk1071.com.
Perfect. You can watch it too. It's real good. It's the teaser trailer. So both of those available right now. When we come back, it's the Monday edition of Am I the Asshat. I'll have the honors of delivering that. Then the Dirt Alert, and then some Boob Tube Bonanza. Holly rewatched, let's just call it a timely documentary. You'll see why. Plus the new season of We're Here and more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. If you head to my Instagram, I think it's the second post in, I had a conversation with Colin, my husband, about underarm Botox. Because Botox is on sale for two more days, today and tomorrow. You got to book your appointment. But we were talking about when you think of Botox or Dysport, because remember, Dysport's just another brand like Botox is. When you're talking Botox or Dysport, you usually think, your forehead, right? Or your crow's feet. Well, underarm Botox can help with excessive sweating. If you're listening to this and it's something you struggle with, I get it. It's embarrassing. It can be debilitating. Who wants to talk about that? Underarm Botox has quite literally changed Colin's life. He doesn't ruin shirts anymore. There's no shame involved. And it lasts, in his case, now this is just him, for about 6 months. So what are you waiting for? Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today and see how you can save, because it's a big sale, on Botox and Dysport. But you need to call today or tomorrow.